Good morning and welcome to the Builder's Briefing for April 7th, 2026. I'm Alex here with Sam, and today we've got a big on-device AI story from Google, some notable Claude code regressions making waves, and a security tool that actually exploits your code to find vulnerabilities.
Yeah, it's a packed one. And honestly, that Google story kind of changes the math on a lot of projects people are building right now. Let's get into it.
So, the big story: Google basically dropped four pieces of the on-device AI puzzle at the same time. LightRTLM, a new inference runtime, hit GitHub and already has about 2,400 stars. Gemma 4 is now running on iPhone through the Google AI Edge Gallery app. There's a walkthrough showing how to run it locally via LM Studio's headless CLI piped into Claude code. And then there's Gemma Gem, which runs entirely in the browser with zero API keys.
That's the part that gets me. Four different entry points to the same shift. Mobile, desktop, CLI, browser. All landing at once. This isn't a research preview. This feels like Google saying, hey, on-device is the default now. Pick your lane.
Exactly. And the practical upshot is huge. If your use case fits in a 4 billion parameter model, your per-query cost just dropped to zero. No API calls, no cloud round trips, works offline. If you're building apps with LLM features and sweating the API bill at scale, this stack is production-ready enough to prototype against today.
Right, and what's wild is the browser-only path. Gemma Gem means you can ship AI features in a web app with literally zero back-end infrastructure. That's a completely different cost profile for indie builders and startups. I think people are going to be surprised at what a 4B model can actually handle locally.
Google's clearly betting the next wave of AI adoption isn't cloud-hosted, it's embedded. I'd say if you're building anything user-facing with AI, start benchmarking what Gemma 4 can handle locally versus what actually needs a cloud call. Give yourself 6 months before this becomes an expectation.
Solid advice. All right, what else is happening in the AI world?
A couple things worth flagging. First, NVIDIA open-sourced PersonaPlex, a framework for generating and managing distinct AI personas. If you're building multi-agent systems or need characters with consistent behavior profiles, this gives you a structured approach so you're not rolling your own persona layer from scratch.
That's interesting, because multi-agent persona consistency is one of those problems everyone solves ad hoc and then regrets later. Having NVIDIA's research behind it gives it some credibility.
Now, here's the one that's going to hit a lot of listeners. There's a high-engagement GitHub issue, over 300 Hacker News points, documenting Claude code degrading on complex multi-file engineering work after the February updates. Serious refactoring, architecture-level tasks, people are seeing real regressions.
Ooh, that one stings. I felt it myself, honestly. If you've built workflows around Claude code for heavy-duty engineering, you're not imagining things. The issue is credible and widespread. Have a fallback plan ready. Maybe keep an older snapshot, or have a secondary tool in your pipeline.
Also worth a quick mention, Freestyle launched sandboxes specifically built for AI coding agents. If you're running agents that generate and execute code, think Claude code or Devon-style flows. This solves the where does the agent safely run things problem without you managing your own container infrastructure. Link in the briefing.
That's a real pain point. I've spent way too many hours duct taping Docker setups for exactly that. Good to see someone productizing it.
Shifting to dev tools. There's a 600-point Hacker News post titled, "I Won't Download Your App," basically articulating what a lot of users feel. Native apps are unnecessary when the web version works fine.
This pairs perfectly with the Gemma Gem story, right? If you can run an LLM in the browser with no backend, and users are telling you they don't want to download your app, maybe investing in a great PWA gets you further than fighting App Store friction, especially for utility tools.
Totally. And on a related note, Jeffrey Snover, the creator of PowerShell, made the argument that Microsoft still hasn't had a coherent GUI framework story since basically the Petzold era. It's a useful framing for why web-based UIs keep winning the cross-platform argument.
I mean, he's not wrong. Every few years, there's a new Microsoft UI framework, and developers are just tired of the churn. The web is the stable platform at this point.
Quick one on the tool side. Bezel is a lightweight, self-hostable server monitoring tool. Docker container stats, alerting, historical data, without the Grafana Prometheus weight. If you're running side projects and want monitoring without the ops overhead, it's worth 10 minutes to deploy. All right, security. This one's cool and a little scary. Shannon White is an AI-powered autonomous pen tester that reads your source code, identifies attack vectors, and runs real exploits against them. It's now hosted in the image repo.
Wait, it actually exploits the vulnerabilities? Not just pattern matching?
That's the key differentiator. It's not a linter. It's actually trying to break your stuff. If you're shipping web apps or APIs, this could be a really compelling addition to your CI pipeline.
That's both awesome and terrifying. Also, I saw the Quantum Computing Timelines piece from Filippo Valsorda, the Age Encryption author. His take is basically, you have more time than the hype suggests, but if you're designing protocols today, start migrating to post-quantum crypto now, rather than scrambling later.
Good pragmatic advice. Don't panic, but don't ignore it either. Quick hits. Gallery DL, the popular media scraper, is moving to Codebird after a GitHub DMCA takedown. Codebird is quietly becoming the refuge for projects facing platform risk on GitHub. Also, France pulled its last gold reserves from US vaults, about $15 billion, which is a geopolitical signal worth noting even if it's not a death story.
And I love the quick hit about the last ninja from 1987 shipping in 40 kilobytes. Just a nice little perspective check on modern software bloat when we're debating whether our Electron app really needs to be 200 megabytes.
Ha! Perfect segue to the takeaway. Today's clearest pattern is that on-device AI inference just crossed a usability threshold. Google shipped the runtime, the model, the mobile app, and a browser path all at once. If you're building anything that calls an LLM API and your queries could be handled by a 4B parameter model, you should be prototyping a local first variant right now. The cost savings and latency improvements are real.
And separately, if you're relying on Claude Code for complex engineering work, take those regression reports seriously and have a backup workflow ready. That issue isn't going away.
That's the briefing for April 7th. Links to everything we talked about are in the show notes. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, go prototype something local first. You might be surprised what fits on your device.
See you tomorrow, builders.